George Allen's career summary on his Senate campaign website credits him with reining in state spending as governor in the mid-90s. Warren Fisk with PolitiFactVirginia.com and the Richmond Times-Dispatch has looked up the numbers.
The best gauge is to look at the state's general fund budget. The general fund pays for public education, health, and public safety, and it's funded by revenues that are directly controlled by the governor and the legislature, mainly the state income tax and the sales tax. When George Allen took office in January 1994, he inherited a $6.8 billion general fund budget for the fiscal year that started the previous July 1. At the end of his term in January 1998, he left behind a $9.9 billion general fund proposal for the fiscal year that would start the following July. That means that Allen endorsed a $3.1 billion increase in the general fund when he was governor, or a 46% increase. As big as that percentage sounds, it's just about average for Virginia governors. The general fund's grown by 479% over the last 30 years, and a lot of factors explain that expansion. Virginia's population has grown, and there's more people paying taxes and more people demanding services. Medicaid costs have exploded, and of course there's inflation. George Allen tried to slow the growth in 1995 by proposing a $2.1 billion tax cut. It was defeated in the General Assembly, which was controlled by Democrats back then. So Allen would have been accurate if he said he fought to curb spending, but he says he reined it in, and that creates an impression that the bottom line of the budget shrank, or at least was slowed in growth during his administration. That's not the case, and we rated his claim false.
Like many of his Republican colleagues, Virginia Congressman Bob Goodlatte has long championed a federal balanced budget amendment. He recently said,
"This amendment isn't my idea. It's not a new idea. Thomas Jefferson expressed strong support for it in 1798.
Warren, is that what Thomas Jefferson did?
To support his statement, Congressman Goodlatte's office pointed to a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote to a friend, John Taylor, back in 1798. And in that letter, Jefferson did say that he'd like to see a constitutional amendment to keep the federal government from borrowing money. Goodlatte's press secretary told us that's tantamount to a balanced budget amendment, because if the government can't borrow money, it's got to balance its budget. We spoke to several Jefferson scholars who said that there's no doubt that Jefferson was wary about racking up a national debt, but his position on that was very nuanced. Historians note that as president, Jefferson relied on debt in order to fund one of his most famous accomplishments, which was the Louisiana Purchase in 1803. The U.S. borrowed $15 million to do that. After his presidency, during the War of 1812, Jefferson's view on debt also shifted. In an 1813 letter to a Virginia congressman, Jefferson said it was okay to take debt as long as it was paid off in a generation. The 1798 letter that Congressman Goodlatte cites does lead some credence to his claim that Jefferson supported a balanced budget amendment, but it's a stretch for him to say that he strongly supported it. So PolitiFact Virginia rated the claim half true.
Warren Fisk writes for the Richmond Times-Dispatch and for PolitiFactVirginia.com. I'm Fred Eccles.